Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back into Early Break on the Ticket. Nick Stainer, filling in for Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush, and Steve Sybil alongside. Before we get to the Buffalo Bills conversation, are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new career options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
Yes.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. They have a 4.5-day work week, an attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more.
I talked to Carson, asked him, I said, with this cold front, with the polar vortex coming through,
Okay. Will
they be shutting down? And he chuckled at me. He says, no, press on. We will be having our auctions 24/7, and then we will be also dealing with the new staff.
Online auctions,
and there are new staff that we are bringing in for sales and also for currency.
Once again, gocurrency.com.
Reinvent yourself. People are sitting right now. There's people sitting around right now listening to us in dead-end jobs.
Reinvent.
Yeah, they're sitting around kind of going like, oh, I'm going to go to work.
Take a chance.
Is this your dream? Is this what you wanted like that? No. Like that. Not the dream.
Take a chance.
I learned that in Landman. Get out there in the patch.
Is that right?
Yeah, I learned that. Yeah.
Really?
Absolutely.
The oil patch.
Oh, yeah. It's real.
It's real out there.
I love watching it.
Are we done?
The only way out of the patch is the patch.
We're not done.
I learned that last night.
We are not done.
What was the Bills Throws headline? Ground and pound, something like that?
Ground and pound, if you want to be found.
There you go. Thank you. Reinvent yourself at currency.
Yes.
So there you go. Okay. The Buffalo Bills yesterday, they held a press conference, guys, that to basically explain their decision to fire head coach Sean McDermott earlier this week. And out of nowhere, the Bills owner, Terry Pegula, took a shot at the Buffalo Bills wide receiver, Keon Coleman, who was the second round draft pick for them a couple of years ago. Here is what he had to say out of nowhere at the press conference about Keon Coleman yesterday.
I'll address the Keon situation. The coaching staff pushed to draft Keon. I'm not saying Brandon wouldn't have drafted him, but he wasn't his next choice. That was Brandon being a team player and taking advice of his coaching staff, who felt strongly about the player. And, you know, he's taken, for some reason, heat over it and not saying a word about it. But I'm here to tell you the true story.
So there is the Buffalo Bills owner, as they're defending why they fired Sean McDermott this past week. Terry Pegula, out of nowhere, they were asked about Keon Coleman. And he said, quote, "The coaching staff pushed to draft Keon. I'm not saying that Brandon, their GM, wouldn't have drafted him, but he was not their next choice."
He has the GM's back.
Throwing Sean McDermott under the bus, and now Keon Coleman has to have an awkward situation in Buffalo. There's no way Keon Coleman can stay a Buffalo Bill after this, in my opinion.
Well, it's a tough situation. He was a healthy scratch in four games.
Yes.
And so there's more to the story, but other than that, it was the only thing I'd say about that. It's the most unique conversation you hear in owners. You know, generally we're used to, you know, Jerry Jones, he talks or speaks a lot after games, but I've never heard anything like this from Jerry. Mm-hmm. He's actually just the opposite. He's very pro player. On if he's a Cowboy, he's a Cowboy. So it was interesting. One of the most unique things I've heard.
Defended his GM. Yeah.
Did you guys talk about the Bills firing Sean McDermott earlier this week? What were your guys' thoughts on it?
Well, he's won at a super high level.
Yeah, he's 98-50.
Right.
You know, if the underthrow pass, if that pass is thrown better and they're caught, they kick the field goal and win. If they catch the ball that's the 50-50 ball, which easily, as you look at the still shots, it's like, looks as if it's a catch and he's down. If he does that, they win. So he's still there and he's in the AFC Championship game. Yeah. And they'd be in the AFC Championship game going against a backup quarterback. I mean, his life could be, it's unbelievable of where it could be and where it's at now. But at no point in time when they were flying home was I going like, man, I tell you what, I wonder if McDermott survived this.
Here's the question I would have. Like, when they fired Frank Sorcia, he was 58-19.
This is the new Weight Watchers, built for real life and real results, no matter what mode you're in. Maddie went all in for her big day and lost 33 pounds. Emily lost 85 pounds and hit her goal while still living her life.
Weight Watchers gave me the tools and I feel amazing.
Join the millions of members and lose weight with the number one doctor-recommended weight loss program. Lose more at WeightWatchers.com. At 6 months, participants in a clinical trial of Weight Watchers program lost an average of 12 pounds.
Okay, so he had won a lot. And the fan base was 50-50. It was divided. I mean, I don't have scientific proof that it was 50-50, but it seemed that way. I wonder what the Buffalo Bills fan base is like. Is it 50-50?
It's really interesting because, once again, he was 98-50 in his 9 years. 8-8 in the playoffs is where he was at. Obviously, no Super Bowls, and that's been the big knock against Josh Allen so far in his relatively fresh career. But I think it's interesting because in the NFL, they will reward coaches or at least keep coaches around if you're just around 500 or above, slightly above. And this is a guy at some organizations.
Like, I mean, obviously they felt like they can't get to the proverbial next level with McDermott.
They said yesterday that they felt like they hit a playoff impasse.
Yeah.
And I get that. But then have you heard some of the names that they're interviewing? The most notable is former Giants head coach Brian Daboll, ooh, who just got fired from New York this year. And the reason why, he has a prior connection to Josh Allen. And so you go from Sean McDermott to Brian Daboll, and it feels like a step in the extreme wrong direction, if that ends up being the case.
It does. Who is it then? Where would you go?
Well, they completed an interview with Joe Brady yesterday, who is a former LSU offense coordinator, obviously.
Good friend of mine. Yep.
Yeah, Joe Brady, offense coordinator at Buffalo.
He'd be great. But like I said, he's probably in an awkward spot. I'm sure no way, again, flying home going, I think they're probably going to fire Sean. I doubt he was thinking that. Maybe I'm wrong. You don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, on the inside, things are different. But and there is some time when there is a different voice and different things. But, boy, it's hard to – I mean, the one that haunts him the most, obviously, was, 13 seconds against the Chiefs?
Yeah.
I mean, that's one that was just a haunting moment for him. So they've had a few moments. But, I mean, like I said, it's hard in this profession when you perform at that level – and get let go. That's a very, very hard thing to be able to do.
Impasse.
It is. It's interesting. I don't know. I can't remember the timeline on this. If Jake was here when it was, the news was already out. No. When you guys were on Mike McDaniel's next step, former Dolphins head coach, he pulled out of the Cleveland Browns head coaching race to be the offensive coordinator at for the Los Angeles Chargers.
My question is, was he offered the job at the Browns?
The terminology was withdrawn.
What you hear all the time, when you hear a coach, like, especially in college, I'm going to withdraw from that. That means you're not one of the finalists. Right. It's like, you know what, I'm just not interested in that. I'm not doing it. If they say it day one, if all of a sudden there's a firing tomorrow and Kirby goes to the NFL and someone comes out and says within an hour, I'm not interested in the Georgia job. It's usually when they say not interested after they've been told, listen, you're down the line, and so that's kind of the part where it goes.
Yeah, it was a weird dynamic to think that Mike McDaniel might actually be a candidate in Cleveland because of his lack of success cold weather games.
Yeah. So he's going to go call plays for Harbaugh.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad. Not bad. So. I can't imagine what it would be like to be who wants that Buffalo job, because it's hard to find a Hall of Fame quarterback that's playing and still has several years left. They're hard to find. I mean, last year, like 2 years ago, when Harbaugh went to the Chargers, like, yeah, makes sense. They have a quarterback. But, you know, those are hard to find. You're still looking at Cleveland, You know, Shedeur Sanders played okay. Would that be about where you'd stop it at?
Yeah, I think,
I mean,
yes.
I mean, it's his first. He's a rookie, so I'm not going down on that. But you don't look at it and go, well, I think they're right there as far as getting a Super Bowl.
That guy's rolling down O Street in the back, strapped in.
That's got to be
cold. That's got to be cold. That's what I was just thinking.
He's driving that thing, too. Look at him go. That's impressive.
That's really good.
Yeah,
I got distracted.
The O Street. We get distracted a lot.
Yeah. Stuff we see on O Street.
Let's head to the spillover after this on the ticket.